弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，再有一次交通的机会。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for once again He has given us this opportunity to fellowship together.
我们请弟兄姊妹先来读几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, shall we first read a few passages in the Bible?
第一处，我们请翻开旧约利未记第十八章。
Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 18.
旧约利未记第十八章。
Leviticus chapter 18 in Old Testament.
我们读第一节到第五节。
Verses 1 to 5.
利未记十八章一到五节。
Leviticus 18, 1 to 5.
耶和华对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人说，我是耶和华你们的神，你们从前住的埃及地，那里人的行为你们不可效法。我要领你们到的迦南地，那里人的行为也不可效法，也不可照他们的恶俗行。你们要遵我的典章，守我的律例，按此而行。我是耶和华你们的神，所以你们要守我的律例、典章。人若遵行，就必因此活着。我是耶和华。”
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. According to the doings of the land of Egypt where you dwelt, you shall not do. And according to the doings of the land of Canaan where I am bringing you, you shall not do. Nor shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in them.I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord.
我们请大家来看第二处的圣经，是在新约哥林多后书。
In New Testament, Second Corinthians is our second passage. Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第六章。
Chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章，我们读第十四节，一直读到第七章第一节。
Starting from verse 14, all the way through to chapter 7, verse 1.
哥林多后书六章十四节。
Second Corinthians 6:14.
你们和不信的原不相配，不要同负一轭。义与不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相同呢？相通呢？基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。又说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全能的主说的。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体、灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神，得以成圣。
Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers.For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? And what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore,Come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
第三处，我们请翻开约翰福音第十七章。
The third passage is in the Gospel according to John, chapter 17.
约翰福音第十七章，我们读十五到十九节。
Verses 15 to 19.
约翰福音第十七章十五节。
John 17:15.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理，你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth.As you send me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself that they also may be sanctified by the truth.
最后我们读提摩太后书第二章。
Lastly, 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们读十九节到二十二节。提摩太后书第二章十九到二十二节。
Second Timothy chapter two verses 19 to 22.
然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记说主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有做为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年人的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal.The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work.Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里。开始之前，我们请一同低头，我们在主面前祷告，来仰望主。
We now pause here from our scripture reading. Before we start, shall we bow our heads and look unto the Lord and ask for His favor?
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we just thank you for your grace.
在七日的第一日，就是你复活的早晨。
That on the very first day of the week, that is the day of your resurrection.
我们能够在你的恩典中一同聚在你施恩的座前。
In your grace, we are gathered before your throne of grace.
我们在你同在的当中，把心中的感谢和赞美来归给你。
And also in your presence, we just offer to you all our thanksgiving and praises.
你配得我们一切的称颂和敬拜。
For worthy are you to receive all our worship and praises.
因为你在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
From the cross, you have shed your blood and died for us.
把我们这一般本是出于尘土，仍要归于尘土的人拯救出来。
So you have saved all of us who are from dust, and to dust we shall return.
把我们用你的宝血来洗净我们，成为神的百姓，能够成为祭司来侍奉神。
You have cleansed us with your precious blood, and you have made us to become priests.To serve our God.
我们实在是得到一个莫大的恩典，站在一个神儿女的地位上。
Truly, we have received this tremendous grace, and now stand in a position as children of God.
我们能够来侍奉这一位永生神。
And we can come to serve the living God.
这一切都是你自己的恩典。
All this is from your grace.
临到我们这一般不配得的人身上。
Which has now come upon all of us who are so unworthy to receive it all.
因此我们的心在你面前俯伏敬拜。
Therefore, we bow down our hearts before you.
主早晨我们读了你宝贵的话语。
Lord, this morning we have read your precious word.
但愿圣灵来帮助我们。
Let the Holy Spirit come and help us.
把你的话解开。
To unfold your word.
让你的话照亮在我们的心中。
So that your word will enlighten within our hearts.
来更新我们的心思。
To renew our mind and thought.
把你的心意更多的照明在我们的里面。
And to illuminate more of your will in our hearts.
好叫我们这一般蒙召的人能够与这个蒙召的恩来相称。
So that all of us who are called will be worthy of the calling.
叫我们一生的年日在地上能够成为圣洁合乎主用的器皿。
So that in all the days of our earthly living that we will become holy and useful for the Master.
让我们的主来使用，来行主在我们身上所预定的一切的心意。
Lord, come to use us and to perform in us all the good pleasures which you have purposed in you.
我们把一切荣耀敬拜归给你。
To you be all the glory and worship.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.弟兄姊妹，我们在过去的几次当中，借着罗马书，我们提到这个关乎我们蒙恩得救之后，我们在神面前，首先第一个属灵的经历，就是我们必须在主面前把自己献上，当作活祭。
Brothers and sisters, in our past sharing through the book of Romans, we have pointed out that after we have been saved, that our first spiritual experience is to present our bodies as a living sacrifice to God.
那我们把自己献上当作活祭，并不是就我们的观念里头所想的，我们要成为一个传道人，或者为主做这个做那个。
To present your body as a living sacrifice is not what you think your traditional notion, thinking that you have to do this and do that, you have to be a full-time preacher.
乃是我们首先先把我们自己的一个主权完全交托给主。
Instead, it means, first of all, to offer your autonomy completely to the Lord.
让主的灵可以自由在我们的身上来带领我们。
So the Lord's Spirit can move freely in us to lead us on.
如果我们不把自己先献给主，
If we do not offer ourselves first to our Lord,
神他的灵就没有办法在我们的身上做他所要做成的工作。
Then the Spirit of the Lord is not able to perform in us the task he wishes to accomplish.
主认识我们比我们自己认识我们更深刻。
And the Lord has a much deeper understanding of ourselves than we to ourselves.
主知道我们哪里需要受对付。
Because the Lord knows where in us that has to be dealt with.
主知道我们哪里需要被成全。
Or which part of us has to be perfected.
好叫我们能够成为一个合乎主用的器皿。
So that we will become vessels useful for the Lord.
一面可以彰显主自己在我们身上那一个荣耀的工作。
On the one hand, the glorious work of our Lord will be manifested in us.
一面借着我们这些器皿能够带进主在人类中所要成全的工作和旨意。
And on the other hand, that the Lord will be able to usher in and accomplish His will through us as His vessels.
所以救恩最终的目的还不单单只是让我们不下地狱上天堂。
So the ultimate goal of our salvation is not simply for us not to go to hell, but to go to heaven.
更重要的乃是我们能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
More importantly, the goal is for us to be conformed to the image of the Son.
我们在永世里面要跟主一同作王掌权。
And in eternity, we will together reign and be kings with him.
在今生的这一段日子，主要借着各样的环境来成全我们。
So in our present day journey, our Lord will orchestrate all kinds of circumstances to perfect us.
但愿我们能够有这个属灵的认识。
If only we all had this kind of spiritual understanding.
我们的心乐意把自己献上交给主。
So that we simply rejoice to offer our hearts to the Lord.
好叫主的工作能够成全在我们的身上。
That his work will be done in us.
很多时候这个成全就着我们人来说不是很舒服的一件事情。
A lot of times, this perfecting work on our part is not really that pleasant.
我们也会常常觉得受苦。
We often feel we are suffering.
我们觉得跟随主为什么需要这么艰难。
We feel why it is so difficult to follow the Lord.
但是就像保罗所说，我们如果能够看见将来的荣耀，今天所遭遇的苦楚就算不得什么。
But just as Paul says, if we are able to see the glory to come, then what we're suffering today is really nothing.
这是我们在过去所交通关于奉献。
Now all these are related to what we have shared on consecration.
那基督徒当我们来跟随主之后，奉献是首要的一个条件。
So Christians, after we follow the Lord, the very first condition is consecration.
接下来我们在地上要过一个分别的生活。
Next, on the earth, we have to lead a separate life.
分别是一个消极的，我们从这个世界，就如我们刚刚所唱的诗歌所讲到的，是一个出来，然而我们最重要乃是要进入主的丰富里头。
Separation passively speaks of coming out of the world, just as the hymn we just sang, but more actively is that we're going to be set apart and live a separate life.
那我们刚刚去读到利未记第十八章的时候，
Now when we just read Leviticus chapter 18,
在第一节到第五节那里，当神带领以色列的百姓出埃及。
In verses 1 to 5, when our Lord led Israelites out of Egypt,
他们在旷野准备要行走，准备要进入神所应许的迦南美地。
As they were journeying in the wilderness and they were about to enter into the land of Canaan,
神借着摩西来晓谕以色列人。
And God through Moses told all the Israelites,
对他们讲说，过去你们在埃及地埃及人的这些生活的行为呢，你不可以效法他们。
And God told them through Moses that you should not imitate or be conformed to all the customs and the living styles in Egypt.
并且呢，将来我要带你们进去的那一块迦南美地。
But also in reference to the good land of the promised Canaan.
在其中目前生活的这一班迦南人，他们的生活，他们的恶的风俗行为呢，你也不可效法他们。
And you should not be conformed to all the evil practices and customs of those who are living in that land of Canaan.
你要跟他们有一个分别。
Set yourself apart.
你们要照着我的律例和典章来过生活。
And you should live according to my judgments and statutes.
这是神当时对以色列百姓所说的。
And this is what God said to Israelites then.
神在这里特别强调，我是耶和华你们的神。
And here we read that God emphasizes most best that I am the Lord your God.
我是你们的一切。
I am your all in all.
你要遵守我的话。
Obey my word.
我会 负责你们一切。
And I will take responsibility of all your things.
那我们去看摩西五经的时候呢？
And we read the five books of Moses.
我们就知道在埃及地呢，他们是一个侍奉假神非常厉害的地方。
Now we know that in the land of Egypt, that's the place where they diabolically worship the idols.
他们在埃及地呢，他们埃及是当时一个强盛的国家。
And then Egypt was such a powerful country.
他们敬拜假神。
But they worship idols.
他们享受虽然神给他们一切的丰富。
Even though they enjoy all the riches that God had given them.
但是他们敬拜这些日月星辰。
But they worship the sun, the moon, the stars.
他们不侍奉这位创造宇宙万物，赐给他们一切丰富供应的神。
They did not worship the God of all creation who has given them all the rich provisions.
神要提醒他们。
Therefore God reminded them.
你们现在得以自由。
Now, Israelites, you are free.
我是你们的神。
I am your God.
是神用大能的膀臂把他们从埃及地领出来。
I am your God with the mighty arm. I have delivered you out of the land of Egypt.
你们不要去效法过去这些埃及人的行为。
Do not do what is done in all the land of Egypt. Do not follow them.
那神对着将来要进去的这块迦南地。
As to the land they were about to enter.
他告诉以色列人说他们的行为不可效法，也不可照着他们的恶俗去行。
As to this land of the promised land, the Lord also said that do not do according to the doings of the land of Canaan.
那我们知道呢，神在带领以色列人要进入迦南地的时候，他曾经跟亚伯拉罕立约。
We know that God once made covenant with Abraham as he was about to bring them into the land of Canaan.
因为神对着亚伯拉罕，有一天呢，亚伯拉罕摆着祭物来到神的面前，并且
Because one day Abraham brought sacrifices before the Lord.
亚伯拉罕在那里睡着的时候，突然他有一个梦。
As Abraham fell asleep, he dreamed a dream.
极大的黑暗临到亚伯拉罕的身上。
Great darkness came upon Abraham.
那我们看见呢，神向他启示。
And here we see that God revealed Himself to Abraham.
你们的，我要带你的子孙进入这一块迦南美地之前呢，他们要在埃及受苦400年。
The Lord said that before I bring your descendants in this good land of Canaan, your descendants will have to suffer 400 years.
因为亚摩利人呢，就是迦南人，他们的罪恶还没有满盈。
Because Amorites, that is, these are Canaanites, their sins have not reached the full measure yet.
神是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
God is the God of grace and mercy.
当迦南人他们的罪恶还没有满盈的时候，神没有用严厉的审判来对待他们。
When Canaanite sins are not complete, the Lord did not deal with them harshly yet.
神似乎在这里让我们看见，他仍然盼望这一般人能够悔改。
The Lord is showing us that He is still hoping that all these people will repent.
但是他们没有悔改。
In the end, they did not.
所以经过了400年，神带领以色列人出埃及，准备要进入迦南地。
So after 400 years, after God led Israelites out of Egypt and was about to enter Canaan,
神要用他审判的手，借着以色列人来除灭迦南人。
With His hand of judgment, He will wipe out all the Canaanites.
那迦南人他们的罪恶显在哪里呢？
Where are all those Canaanite sins manifested here?
显在他们的生活上。
It shows in their daily living.
这是一个极大的部分。
The bulk part of their sins are seen in their daily living.
所以神说他们的恶行你们也不可行。
Therefore, the Lord says that you do not follow their wicked customs.
那达比的翻译呢？说你不可以走在他们的恶行当中。
Darby's translation is, "Do not walk in their wickedness."
所以他们怎样行，以色列人不可以照着他们的行为去行。
So Israelites should not follow the way the Canaanites conducted themselves.
我们如果去看出利未记十九章到二十二章呢，这里就列出当时的光景。
If you read Leviticus chapter 19 through 22, then you will have an overview of all the sins of the Canaanites.
第一个讲到淫乱。
First is sexual immorality.
淫乱不仅是讲到男女之间的淫乱，也讲到乱伦，也讲到同性恋，也讲到人与兽不该有的那个情形等等呢，都发生在迦南地。
And there, sexual immorality encompasses not onlyfornication, adultery, but homosexuality, bestiality, that is, you have sex with animals, and incest.
所以神特别恨恶这件事情。
Therefore, the Lord abhor and detest all these things.
因为我们知道神造人是按着他的形象跟样式造。
Because we know God created us according to his image.
神造了亚当，并且造了夏娃。
God created Adam and Eve.
两人要离开父母，成为一体。
And they should depart from their parents, and they should be united as one.
这是神在人类当中一个永定的心意。
And this is God's eternal purpose of God. God's eternal purpose, which is ordained in man.
并且到了新约圣经，我们更看见这是预表。基督和教会。
And in New Testament, we know that this actually typifies Christ and the church.
这是圣洁，这是单纯的。
This is the purity, this is holiness.
在神面前看为极为宝贵。
This is something so treasured in the sight of God.
但是因为人犯罪的缘故。
But because of a man's sin.
这一切的事情成为人放纵情欲的机会。
All these things are turned into the very opportunities for man to indulge in sin.
把人塑造荣耀的形象。
So, this glorious created image of God
变成了像所造的这些动物一样。
Has been turned into the image of beasts.
所以神在这件事上首先提出来这是在神眼中看为极恶的事情。
So among all the Canaanite sins, first and foremost, God points it out. This is an abomination to the Lord, so gravely sinful.
第二件事情，我们归纳起来可以看见当地的人拜偶像极其的严重。
And in summary, all the Canaanite residents worship the idols so very horribly.
他们不仅用手雕刻这些偶像
carve the images with their hands,
来敬拜这些人手所造的这些假神
and they simply worship all the false gods created by their hands,
并且他们在各山冈在高处呢筑坛
and also in high hills they build altars,
把自己的儿女献上
They even offer their own children
献给摩洛
to Molech.
这些事情在神的眼光是极为恶的事情。
And Molech is a Canaanite god, and all these things are abominable, wicked in the sight of God.
人不可以把人献上。
Man should not offer man to God.
给任何假神，神也自己没有要求他所造的人把人献上。
not to mention now to offer a man created by God to an idol.
神只悦纳一位。
God can only accept one.
就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
That is his son, Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督成为我们的挽回祭。
Christ Jesus has become our propitiation.
他在十字架上成为我们的救赎。
And on the cross, he has become our salvation.
因此，当人啊在那里拜偶像，甚至啊恶到一个地步，把儿女的啊生命都献上的时候，神在这件事上看为极大的恶。
So when people worship idols to the point they offer their own children to have them pass through fire to God, this is an extremely great sin.
那拜偶像它背后的意义是什么呢？
So what is the meaning of all this idol worshiping?
保罗到了新约圣经告诉我们。
In New Testament, Paul teaches this.
拜偶贪心呢，就是跟拜偶像是一样的。
Greediness is as idol worship.
我们如果从台湾来的呢，我们就常常有这样的叹息。
People from Taiwan would often have this bemoaning.
到处都是偶像，到处都是庙。
That you could see in Taiwan that temples or idols fill all of the places.
人为了满足心中的私欲，
man to be able to satisfy their inner desires,
造了许多的偶像去拜。
They made so many idols to sell them.
如果这些偶像不听我的话，
now if these idols do not listen to my
他们就拿起来丢到垃圾桶。
They would just throw all the idols into the trash.
你可以在很多垃圾场的地方呢，看到很多这些偶像。
So you actually can see many idols being thrown to the trash dump.
人都是为着自己的私欲，希望这些假的、鬼的东西呢，能够保护我，能够使我发财，使我平安，照我所要的去行。
So according to man's desires, man simply wish that all these false idols give me prosperity, riches, fame, and do whatever my heart desires.
人知道自己是一个有限的人。
Even though men do understand that we are limited,
在一个明明未知的世界有一个主宰的权柄。
Even though we do know that in this unknown world, there is one sovereign.
不晓得这一位主宰的权柄乃是耶和华至高的真神。
However, we do not know this sovereign one is the Lord Jehovah, the highest God.
我们理当存着一个敬畏的心来侍奉他。
We really should have this heart of fear to serve him.
所以这是迦南人的恶行。
So this is the second great sin of Canaanites.
接下来他们所行的是不公义。
Next, they do all the unjust works.
他们用两种不同的砝码。
They will use two different ways.
就是做买卖做生意的时候。
Because in doing business in trading.
用欺骗的手段。
With this deception,
来使自己得利。
With this deceiving scheme, they're trying to profit themselves.
他们欺负寄居的。
They simply shortchange all the sojourners.
他们扣留人的工钱。
They hold back their wages.
他们欺负这些穷人。
They just wronged all the poor.
拿住他们的当头。
And they would take their pleasures.
甚至这个当头可能只有他们一件衣服，晚上睡觉的时候要遮身用的。
It could be that their pleasures are just one clothing, which they would use to cover themselves at night to sleep.
神是有公义的神。
But God is a righteous God.
以色列的百姓不能照迦南人的行为去行。
Therefore, Israelites should not follow the acts of Canaanites.
他们不存怜悯的心。
And Canaanites have no heart of mercy.
他们 的田地当生产的时候，他们把所有的稻麦呢全部割尽了。
And in harvest, they would just harvest to the four corners of the field.
神叫以色列人，你不可以这样行。
And God told Israelites that you should not do so.
你应当留住一些角落的稻和麦，让那些穷人过来捡。
You should leave certain corners of the wheat for these poor people to come to glean.
所以我们读到路德记的时候，
That's why when we read Ruth,
波阿斯为什么能够在主的面前蒙恩典？
Why is Boaz so favored before the Lord?
因为他按着神的心意在地上过寄居的生活。
And that's because he lived a sojourner's life on earth according to God's will.
他让路德这一个穷寡妇能够来到他的麦场上来拾取麦穗。
He allowed Ruth, this poor widow, to come to his wheat field to glean the crops.
所以最后一点呢，我们看见这一班迦南人，他们不服从不敬重老年人。
Now the last thing of the Canaanites is these Canaanites do not revere the age.
老年人在圣经里面常常所代表的是一个智慧跟权柄。
The old man usually in the Bible represents authority and wisdom.
因为在人的年日过去，人在一生当中应当有累积的智慧。
Because as the days go on in our daily living, we should have this accumulated wisdom.
并且年长的在一个属灵的次序里面，乃是代表一个权柄。
And also in a spiritual order, the aged represents spiritual authority.
神要以色列百姓要敬重在他们中间的白发的老年人。
And God told Israelites to respect the gray-headed in among their midst.
并且要敬重你的官长，顺服你的权柄。
And also to revere those in authority over you and respect their authority.
当以色列人顺从神这样的吩咐的时候，
When Israelites follow the Lord's decrees like this,
他们就能够在神面前存活。
Then they will be able to live before God.
这是神的吩咐。
And this is God's charges.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么要把以色列人的历史带出来呢？
Brothers and sisters, why do we have to bring out the Israelite history?
这是3500年前的事了。
Because this is something that happened 3500 years ago.
弟兄姊妹，3500年后的今天，
Brothers and sisters, 3,500 years later, now,
我们生活在21世纪的科技发达的时代。
As we live in this 21st century and in such advanced technology,
弟兄姊妹认为人的道德标准有比3,500年前来得好吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you think our moral standards now is better than that in those societies 3,500 years ago?
其实没有改变。
Actually, nothing has changed.
我们看看淫乱的世代。
Think of this adulterous generation.
今天淫乱的事情不比当年来得少。
Today's fornication is never less than that in those days.
今天拜偶像的事情并没有比当年来得少。
And idol worshiping is nothing less than in those days either.
我们知道偶像当时所拜的都是有形的偶像。
We know in those days they worshiped idols with forms.
但是今天在21世纪的世代里面，
But today in this 21st century, in this age,
不但有形的偶像，
Not only we have idols with physical forms,
更是充满着无形的偶像，
But also there are so many invisible idols.
甚至有个节目呢，说到 American Idols.
Even in the States, we have this show American Idols.
什么是偶像呢？
What is an idol?
就是能够代替神在我们的心中成为 是我们神的地位。
An idol is one that replaces God standing in your heart and then becomes your God.
也可能是你的嗜好。
It could be your hobbies.
也可能是你一个追求的目的。
It could be your the very goal of your pursuit.
是一个你的理想。
Could be your aspiration.
你可以把神完全放在一边。
That you could put God totally aside.
这就是我所追求的。
Because this is what I am pursuing after.
因为我认为我只要追求到这个，就比我来追求神好的无比。
Because I'm convinced that if I'm able to get my pursuit, then it's much better than pursuing after God.
这个就是成为我们的偶像。
So all this has become our idol.
今天世人宁可离弃神。
In today's world, people would rather depart from God.
他们受这世界王的欺骗，他们追求这个，追求那一个，就是不追求神。
They're so undeceived by the prince of the world. They pursue this and others. They just don't pursue God.
并且今天的人比往年的世代更以自己为中心。
And today, people are more self-centered than those in the past ages.
今天在美国的教育更让人看重我们自己。
And today, today's education in the States really tells us to esteem ourselves more.
这所带来的结果常常叫人不知道什么是公义。什么是纯怜悯的心？什么是尊重权柄？什么是一个敬畏，或者是尊重一个年长的
？So when you add all these together, it turns out that people simply do not know what is mercy, grace, what is to fear God, what is to revere the elderly.
所以来到新约圣经的时候
，They don't know about righteousness either. So when we come to the New Testament.
我们刚刚所读的哥林多后书第六章
2 Corinthians chapter 6 we just read
我们看见保罗呢同样把这些事情的原则带给我们
Once again Paul highlights all the principles behind all these things
神乐意住在他的百姓中间
It is God's pleasure to live among his people
神要成为他百姓的神。
God wants to be the God of His people.
所以神在这里告诉我们。
Therefore, God says so here.
他说你们与不信的原不相配。
Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
保罗写这一段话呢，乃是根据《生命记》第二十二章第十节那里所讲的。
According to Deuteronomy 22:10, Paul wrote this passage.
神呢，不愿意有掺杂。
God does not delight in any mixture here.
换句话说，在《生命记》那里告诉我们呢，神吩咐以色列人不要用牛跟驴一同负一个轭在那里耕田。
In Deuteronomy, we read that God commanded Israelites not to put oxen and donkeys together under one yoke to plow the field.
很多弟兄姊妹引用这句话呢，讲到婚姻的事情。
So many brothers and sisters would apply this verse to marriage.
但是呢，这是对的。但是呢，保罗在整段话里面给我们看见呢，是一个更大的一个一个原则告诉我们。
This is correct, but here in this passage, Paul is pointing us to a higher, greater principle.
他这里告诉我们呢，是讲到神的见证的问题。
It really concerns itself with the very issue of our testimony.
当我们神的儿女在地上过生活的时候，我们不能够与世俗的人呢，混杂在一起。
God's people, as they live in this world, they should not be mixed with worldliness.
好，而变成呢，我们的生活跟他们一样。
that we should live the same way as they do.
但是这里也不是讲到说我们不能够与不信主的人来往。
But it doesn't tell us not to interact with non-believers.
我们应活在这个世界，我们在左右的邻居里头，我们在我们的家人里头，我们在公司里面上班，我们在同学里面，大部分的人都是没有信主的。
As we live in this world, our neighbors around us, colleagues at work, family members, or even our students around us.
我们要与他们来往。
We need to interact with them.
我们要与他们和平相处。
We need to live peaceably with them.
我们要跟他们显出基督的爱。
We have to show them the love of Christ.
我们巴不得把他们带到主面前。
How we wish that we could bring them before God.
但是我们是神所分别出来的百姓。
But we are people set apart unto God.
我们的性质不能够与世界混杂在一起。
Our nature should never be mixed with the nature of the world.
这就是主在说的，我们活在这个世界。
This is what the Lord has told us, that as we live in the world,
但是我们不属这个世界。
We are in the world, but we're not of the world.
属世界的意思就是说我们被磨成世界那个样子了。
Of the world means we have been conformed to the world.
我们乃是要被磨成像主、像基督的形象。
Instead, we should be conformed to the Lord, to Christ.
所以保罗同样的把刚刚我们在利未记那里所讲的这些用几个很重要的原则帮我们解释出来。
So by the same token as we read in Leviticus, Paul using several points to explain, spell out the principle here.
所以他这里就开始讲到不要同父一轭。
First, do not be unequally yoked together.
那他接下来就开始解释义和不义有什么相交呢？
Then Paul continues to explain what fellowship or what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness.
我们在神面前，我们已经得救，我们在主面前，我们是称义的人。
Now before God we are saved and before Christ we are sanctified.
这是我们的地位。
This is our position.
我想称义的意思，我们在神面前我们都是一个对的人，因为我们的主耶稣的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
Justification before God means we are right people in His sight because the precious blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed all our sins.
我们不应该再去行那些不义的事情。
No longer should we commit all those lawless things.
欺骗。
Deception.
凶杀。
Murder.
谎言。
Lies.
淫乱。
And sexual immorality.
等等，这些在我们刚刚所看见的这些行为里头呢，今天我们在主耶稣的拯救底下，我们应当有这个生命，我们应当行在公义的行为当中。
And so on, but today, since we have been saved by Christ, then we should live a righteous life.Before him.
光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
And also, what communion has light with darkness, or what fellowship?
我们是光明之子。
We are sons of the light.
我们应当活在光中。
Therefore, we should live in light.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候，这个世界是活在一个黑暗的里面。
Brothers and sisters, so many times that this world simply operates in darkness.
约翰福音告诉我们，
And the gospel according to John says,
愿意来救光的，就是愿意行在真理的上面，就是在光明的里头。
He who is willing to approach to the light, to walk in the light, then lives in the light.
那行在这个黑暗里的，就是行在罪恶里面，不愿意来 行真理，不愿意来救这个光。
He who walks in darkness is the one who does not want to walk in the truth, does not want to approach the light.
所以保罗也常常在书信里面劝诫我们，我们要撇弃这些暧昧可耻的行为。
Therefore, Paul in his epistle also tells us that we should put aside all these shameful things in darkness.
我们要行在光中，行在真理的里头。
Walk in the light, walk in the truth.
我们跟黑暗是没有相交的。
We have nothing, no communion, at all with the light, the darkness.
基督和比列有什么相合呢
？Next, what accord has Christ with Belial?
比列在这里小字就是啊。撒旦魔鬼的意思。
Belial means Satan the devil.
我们是属神属基督的人。
We belong to God, we belong to Christ.
我们不应该再去跟这些偶像有什么来往。
We should not have any interaction with all these idols.
基督是我的一切。
Because Christ is my all.
今天在世上。
Today in this world.
有许多人去寻求那些搅鬼的。
There are so many people who is seeking after the mediums.
相命的。
And those fortune tellers.
啊，看看我将来的前途如何。
Trying to see what my future might be.
看看是不是能够改我的命。
Trying to see if somehow I can change my fate.
这是欺哄人的事情。
All these are deceitful schemes.
这些都是与魔鬼来交往。
And all these are interacting with the devil.
弟兄姊妹，我们信主之后，我们是完全属乎主的。
Brothers and sisters, after we believe in the Lord, we belong to the Lord totally.
或生或死，我们都是属基督的人。
By life or by death, we belong to Christ.
基督负我们一切的责任。
And Christ will take the full responsibility of us.
然后他这里讲到。信和不信有什么、相干呢
？And next, what part has a believer with an unbeliever?
信跟不信在这里这个相干就是怎么可以联合成为一个团呢
？How can you link believers and with unbelievers and into one lump?
我想哎，这个意思乃是讲到我们信主的人，我们有主的生命。
It tells us that we who believe in the Lord and who have the life of the Lord.
我们所追求的就是公义、圣洁。我们是追求属天的，我们追求永远的。
We are pursuing after righteousness, holiness, heavenliness, and spirituality.
今天地上不信的人。
Now today, in this world, all the unbelievers.
他们可能也有好的志向。
Maybe they have a very excellent goals of life.
有人可能追求钱财。
Maybe some people search for go after riches.
有些人追求他们的理想。
And other people simply go after their ambitions.
有些人可能追求他们的喜好。
Other people simply pursue after their own likings.
这些喜好可能是高尚的。
Maybe they have these noble likings.
但是基本上这些都是今生的事情而已。
But basically, all these things are things of this present world.
这些事情不过是属地的事情而已。
Earthly things.
一个属天跟一个属地。
One is heavenliness, the other is earthliness.
怎么能够合在一起呢
？How could they be put together, combined?
如果合在一起的话。
If they could be combined together,
常常属天的是被拉到地上来。
Heavenliness is often pulled down to accommodate earthliness.
所以这里是主所讲的。
And this is what the Lord is saying here.
并且他讲到神的殿跟偶像有什么相同的。
And also, what agreement has the temple of God with idols?
所以在这里啊，再一次给我们提醒呢，神。我们都是神的殿。
Once again, the passage reminds us that we are all the temple of God.
神的灵住在我们的中间。
And God's spirit lives in our midst.
住在我们每一个人的里头。
And dwells everyone.
那神他乐意在我们中间居住，在我们中间来往，作为我们的神，来供应我们，来保守我们，来带领我们。神也乐意我们成为他的见证。
It pleases God to dwell in us, to walk among us, and to be our God, to provide for us, to lead us, and to make us His testimony.
并所以呢，保罗在这里引用以赛亚书52:11那里的话，
Isaiah 52,
他特别提出呢，你要与他们有分别。
And through this Isaiah's word, that God points out specifically that you should be separate from them.
不要让这些不洁净的啊沾染我们。
Do not let all these unclean things defile us.
并且在这里又把我们带更往前一步，乃是他要成为我们的父。我们成为他的儿女。
And here we are led one step further, that is that God will be a father to us, and we shall be his sons and daughters.
这是一个父与子的关系。
This is a relationship between a father and a son.
一面是神与百姓的关系。
On the one hand, we have this relationship between God and his people.
另一面是父与儿女的关系。
On the other hand, this is the relationship between a father and a son.
换句话说，在我们的聚会当中，要维持这一个啊非常与神亲密的一个关系，我们必须要与世界有一个分别。
To put it in another word, for us to maintain this intimate relationship with God, we have to.Have this distinct separation from the world.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
所以我们要圣洁。
Therefore, we should be holy.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们读到这段话的时候，我们会有一个问题。
Now, brothers and sisters, after you read this passage, you might have this question.
因为实在说来，当我们一信主的时候
，Practically speaking, right after we believe in the Lord,
我们在耶稣基督。的宝血拯救底下
Under the salvation of Christ Jesus' precious blood,
神已经是我们的神。
God has become our God.
神他也是我们的父。
God is also our Father.
在基督里面客观的做成这一切了。
Because in Christ, all these relationships have been accomplished in Christ.
所以我们读到保罗写的这一段话的时候
So as we read Paul's passage here
很显然保罗在这里乃是讲到一个主观的经历
Apparently Paul is talking about a subjective experience
当我们蒙恩得救我们是在一个圣洁公义的地位上
After we're saved by grace we're now standing in a position of holiness and righteousness
但是今天这个圣洁公义必须显在所有神的儿女的身上。
But this holiness and righteousness today have to be manifested among God's children.
所以到了第七章第一节，保罗说：“亲爱的弟兄们，我们既有这样的应许，就当除洁净自己，除去身体、灵魂一切的污秽。”
Therefore, in chapter 7, verse 1, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit.
我们要进入这个主观的实际里头的时候
Now, as we are entering into this subjective reality,
这个应许是有条件的应许
This promise carries conditions.
圣经在新约的圣经里头有许多是不需要条件的应许。
In the New Testament, there are many unconditional promises.
但是在这里我们可以看见这里是有条件的应许。
But here, this promise is conditional.
弟兄姊妹，我们都很盼望我们的生活跟神是一个没有间隔，带出许多属灵的能力来。
Brothers and sisters, don't we all hope that our life with God is without gap, and also bring out so much power?
我们希望在我们的聚会当中， 人来到我们的中间，在这里就遇见神，圣灵的同在在这里显得极为实际，并且有大的能力。
We hope that when people come to us, that they could sense God's presence, and they could sense the great power of the Holy Spirit.
这里告诉我们。
But here, the verse says.
这里有一个有条件的应许。
This is a conditional promise.
神的儿女必须要活在神所要的那个光景的里头。
That is, God's children have to live in the state.Ordained by God.
神他就应许他的同在在我们的中间。
Then God would promise His presence in our midst.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们心中都有一个何等的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, I do believe that with what kind of the hope that we do have in our hearts.
我跟神之间有一个没有间隔的生活。
And that is, we should live without any gap between God in our daily living.
我们的聚会在主的面前，主的同在是这样丰富的啊，显明在我们的中间。
And God's presence is so richly shown in our gatherings.
这里就带出这是我们该有的责任。
And all these verses tell us exactly what our responsibilities are to reach this state.
我们的救恩，一切都是恩典。
All salvation of and in itself is free grace.
但是我们要维持在神的面前有一个神同在。啊，神的丰富显在我们中间，显在我们的家庭里面，显在我们的个人生活上。我们必须要按着神的法则来过生活。
But for us to maintain this rich fullness, presence of God at work in our family, then we have to live according to God's statutes.
所以他在这里就告诉我们呢，我们要洁净自己，要除去。身体这个灵一切的污秽。
And God's statute is that we should cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit.
这个污秽呢，它翻译成 pollution.
Filthiness, another translation is pollution.
所以很明显告诉我们呢，当我们蒙恩得救的时候，主耶稣已经把我们洁净了。
So it tells us obviously that when we are saved by grace, the Lord Jesus has cleansed us.
但是我们今天在这个世界上过生活。
But as we live in this world,
我们难免受这世界的污染。
We cannot but often be defiled, polluted by the world.
所以我们必须要让这些污染呢从我们身上除掉。
So we have to rid ourselves of all of this pollution.
我们才能够维持那一个神所要的那个圣洁的光景。
So that we can maintain the very state of holiness that God requires.
那怎样维持呢？重要是首先要存着一个敬畏主的心。
Then how can we reach this state? First of all, is to have this heart of fear to God.
我们敬畏神。
We revere God.
我们不要把神当作平常。
We should not take him as someone ordinary.
神是可畏的神。
Because God is an awesome God.
一面说来，神是我们慈爱的天父。
Now, on the one hand, God is our loving heavenly Father.
但是我们在神面前不可以随便。
But before God, we should never act so cavalierly.
我们敬畏神。
As we fear God,
有一个弟兄讲得很好。
As the brother puts it so well,
我们不是怕他来审判我们那一种啊敬那一种害怕。
We fear him not with that kind of fear that God is coming to judge us.
乃是因为我们爱神。
We fear him because we love him.
我们爱神。存着一个敬畏他的心。
We love him with this heart of fear.
因为我们怕叫他的心伤心。
Because we do not want to grieve his heart.
所以我们存在爱里面存着一个敬畏。
Therefore, it is in love that we have this fear of God. We so much want to please Him.
那因为时间已经快到了，我简单的说，我们怎样进到那个啊实际的里头呢
？Now my time is almost up, so I will share very briefly, quickly about how we can actually enter into that reality.
在约翰十七章那里，主耶稣跟我们提到他自己分别为圣。
In John 17, we read that our Lord Jesus Himself sanctifies Himself.
他用啊他盼望我们在地上过生活的圣徒能够按着真理也能够被成圣。
He hopes that all of us who live on the earth according to the truth can also be sanctified.
所以我们要明白主的话。
Therefore, we have to understand God's words.
我们常常把主的话存在心中。
And often we put God's words within our hearts.
看重主的话，敬畏神。
We esteem God's word. We fear God.
我们就能够在这个成圣的过程当中，分别的过程当中，我们就能够啊走上合神心意的这个生活。
So in the process of sanctification, in the process of the setting apart, we will be able to live this life pleasing to Him.
那实在说来呢，都不是凭着我们自己。
Now, practically speaking, all this cannot be done by ourselves.
主耶稣在约翰福音对门徒的要求、对门徒的啊警戒等等呢，都是根据约翰福音第十四章以后。
All the requirements and admonition from our Lord in the book of John are based upon.After John 14,
主要求我们住在主里面。
First, God, the Lord requires we should abide in Him.
主要求我们遵守他的命令。
He requires that we obey His laws.
主要求我们彼此相爱。
To love one another.
主要我们彼此合一。
He wants us to be in unity.
等等。
And so on.
这些都是根据第十四章之后。
All these are based upon the passage after chapter 14.
十四章乃是讲到主要差遣宝惠之来到我们中间。
And in chapter 14, the Lord says that He will send the Comforter in our midst.
乃是主先把圣灵赐给我们。
So it is first God has given us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵成为我们里面的生命。
And this Holy Spirit has become our inner life.
圣灵成为我们里面的力量。
He has become our inner strength.
他成为我们里面的光照。
He has become our light within.
我们才有可能过地上基督徒的生活。
Then, it is possible for us to live a Christian life in this world.
否则的话，我们就像以色列人在旧约的时代一样。
Otherwise, we'll be just like Israelites in the Old Testament age.
最终的结果不能够达到神的心意。
Their end, ultimately, is that they cannot obey God's will.
感谢神，今天圣灵住在我们的里面。
We just want to thank God that today Holy Spirit indwells us.
当主把我们所做错的事情提醒我们。
When the Lord reminds us of all the wrongs we have committed.
我们有一颗敬畏主、愿意改正的心。
And we should have this heart of fear, willing to repent, to correct ourselves.
我们向主认罪，我们愿意悔改。
We confess our sins to the Lord, and we are willing to repent.
我们愿意走在主的正道上的时候。
And we're willing to walk in the right path of the Lord.
主就赐下力量和恩典。
Then the Lord will shower His strength, His power upon us.
就能够带领我们。走上这条分别为圣的路上。
He's able to lead us onto this very path, which is to set us apart onto sanctification.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要知道，不是凭着我自己的力量。
So brothers and sisters, let's all be very clear on this. It's not by our own means or strength.
这是我们与世人最大不同的地方。
And this is the greatest distinction on our part from the man.
我们有主的生命。
Because we have the Lord's life.
我们有圣灵的能力。
We have the power of the Holy Spirit.
他能够带领我们往前去。
And he is able to lead us onward.
最后我们去看看提摩太后书那里保罗对提摩太的提醒。
Now very quickly we will read 2 Timothy about how Paul's admonition to Timothy.
今天教会已经成为一个大户人家。
Today the church has become a great house.
教会在地上理当是一个小群。
The church on the earth is supposed to be a small group.
应该是在地上成为一个美好神美好见证的一个发表。
It's supposed to be this excellent manifestation of God's testimony.
但是到了主后六十几年的时候，保罗快要殉道的时候，教会已经成为一个大户人家。
But it's about 60 something AD when Paul was about to be martyred, the church had already fallen into as a great house.
里面有金器、银器跟木器、瓦器。
In which there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and clay.
神的儿女在神的眼光当中，理当都是金器跟银器。
In the sight of God, God's children are supposed to be vessels of gold and silver.
但是因着人的肉体的缘故，许多的木器跟瓦器存留在教会的里头。
Now there are so many vessels of wood and earthenware exist in the church.
但是主在这里借着这一段话勉励我们。
But through this passage, the Lord exhorts us.
同样一个原则，主在这里何等盼望每一位都能够成为一个金器、银器。
Based upon the same principle, how much the Lord wishes that each one of us would become the vessel of gold or silver.
因为木器瓦器神不能够使用。
Because God cannot use the vessels of wood and clay.
神要的是金器银器能够来发表成全他所要做的工作。
God wants to have vessels of gold and silver and accomplish his spoken will.
保罗在这里提醒提摩太。
And here, Paul admonishes, reminds Timothy.
我们要脱离这些卑贱的事情。
We should cleanse us from all this dishonorable things.
出于肉体，出于世界，不是属神的事情，这些我们应当完全的弃绝。
We should forsake all those things as from the flesh, from the world, not from God.
神自然就能够把我们制作成金器跟银器。
And then only so then God can actually make us readily into vessels of gold and silver.
我们就能够成为一个合用的器皿来合乎主用。
Then we could become vessels useful for the Lord, vessels useful for the Master.
并且来预备行各样的善事。
And also prepare for every good work.
我们每一次读到圣经讲到各样的善事，不是我们世人眼中所谓好的事，所谓善的事。
Now, every time we read this phrase in the Bible, every good work is not we think of all the worldly charities and good deeds.
乃是指着神旨意的事情。
It speaks of the will of God.
神是善的。
God is good.
他的旨意所要成全的事当然是善的。
That which he wants to accomplish according to his will, of course, is good.
但是不要忘记神在地上他有他的旨意要成全。
Do not forget that on the earth that there is this will God wants to accomplish.
神只能够用贵重的器皿来成全他的工作。
And God only uses vessels for honor to accomplish his task.
很多时候我们看重事过于看重我们这个人。
So many times we regard things matters more than our persons.
我们很讲究怎样做事，我们怎样把事情做得好。
We are so big on how to do things well.
我想就这一面来说，我们能够忠心的服侍，这是对的态度。
Now, on the one hand, if we could serve very faithfully, this is a very good attitude.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记，我们都是神手中的工作。
But brothers and sisters, let's not forget that we are the workmanship of the hand of God.
甚至保罗这样一个贵重的器皿，他仍然谦卑在主面前，他是神手中的工作。
Even Paul, as such a venerable, honorable vessel of God, still humbles himself, saying he's just a vessel of God.
我们需要主不断地在我们身上做成他所要做的工作。
We need God to continue to work in us the work that he wants to accomplish.
好叫我们实在能够成为一个贵重的器皿。
So that we could all become vessels for honor.
我记得孙弟兄有一次在我们中间释放啊一次的信息呢，讲到能够盛装神啊永远心意的一个器皿。
I remember Brother Godwinson once released a message among us, and the theme is about becoming the vessel to contain the fullness of God.
所以这实在是一个啊很重要的一个。认识，让我们认识神不是不用我们，神乃是必须要先制作我们，叫我们成为一个可用的器皿，然后合乎主用。
It's not that God does not want us, but God has to form us into vessels, useful for Him, and then He will use us for His task.
但愿主能够在我们中间得着我们每一位。
If only that God can gain each one of us in our midst.
但愿这些话我们彼此勉励。
Let us encourage one another with these words.
特别对着年轻的一代。
Especially to our younger generation.
如果主迟延再来的话。
If the Lord should delay.
主巴不得在你们中间得着有一般合用的器。
How much that our Lord wish to gain.A group of vessels that could be useful to him.
所以我们在主面前的生活，我们存着一个敬畏的心。
So let's live before the Lord with this fear of God.
像保罗勉励提摩太一样。
Just as Paul exhorts Timothy here.
脱离少年人的私欲。
Flee from youthful lust.
与那些单纯有一颗心求告主名的人。
But with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart,
追求啊公义，追求信心，追求爱，追求平安和平，然后在我们的啊属灵生活上不断的长进。
Let us pursue righteousness and faith, love and peace, and let us continue to grow in our spiritual life.
但愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless His words.
我们请低头再有点祷告。
Please bow your head. Let's have a certain word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
借着你宝贵的话语。你再来更新我们。
Through your precious word again renew us.
主，人所能发表的实在是不够，也残缺。
Lord, what man's utterance is not enough is so fragmented.
但愿圣灵借着你的话，常常在我们里面来提醒我们。
May the Holy Spirit through your word often remind us in our hearts.
我们活在这世界。
That when we live in this world,
但我们不属世界。
But we're not of this world.
我们是属主的人。
We are of God.
是主重价把我们赎回来。
We are those who have been redeemed at a great price.
我们理当把自己完全奉献给主。
We're supposed to offer ourselves completely to the Lord.
也靠着你的话，我们过一个分别的生活。
And by your word, we will live a life set apart.
但愿圣灵在我们每一个人身上做那分别成圣的工作。
May the Holy Spirit work in each one of us this work of setting apart and sanctification.
叫我们都能够成为贵重的器皿。
So that we will all become vessels for honor.
成为圣洁，能够合乎主用。
Become holy, useful for the Lord.
我们把一切荣耀归给你。
We just give all the glory to you.
因为我们实在是不配的人。
Because we truly are unworthy people.
然而靠着你丰盛的恩典，你把我们做成到一个尊贵的地位。
But by your abundant grace, you have formed us to such a state of honor.
我们只有低头敬拜。
All we can do is simply bow our heads and worship.
愿你在我们每一个人身上，在教会中得到荣耀。
May you be glorified in each one of us in the corporate church.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.